Well, howdy guys. Now this sort of video I don't normally make, but there's something I just like to talk about, this Swiss fire that was obviously a tragedy, which happened in a nightclub, Le Constellation, where unfortunately 40 people died and 116 were injured, some of them quite badly. And of course the first people in the spotlight is the owners, who were said to have made renovations to the nightclub, which actually is not unusual, is it? I can't really imagine what these two people must be going through. After all, just being business people, they're still humans. And apparently their renovations followed all the right codes. There hadn't been an inspection, apparently, since 2019, which is an awful long time. But that actually falls on the authorities, doesn't it? Here's a diagram of the nightclub itself. As you can see, it's the basement where the real nightclub is. And to get there, you have to go down some stairs. And apparently the stairway was quite narrow. There is a fire exit at number 4, if you look, in the smoking room. But apparently it was locked. May even have been blocked. Now, I remember when I was a young man, I used to go to nightclubs all the time. They had fire exits as well. And they were also locked. And that was to stop people from just wandering in off the street. Basically getting in without paying. Or being vetted by, say, called the bouncers. No trainers! But obviously when the fire happened, and loads of people tried to get out, going up the narrow staircase, it got blocked very quickly. But the question I really want to know and answered, where I believe a lot of people are forgetting about. The fire started on the ceiling from a sparkler or candle sparkler, which apparently you can buy anywhere. But for me, the question is, what was on the ceiling that it caught fire so quickly and spread so fast? What was the ceiling made of? What was on it? Was it some kind of soundproofing? Because the fire spread in a matter of seconds. The reason I say that is because there was another tragedy in the UK called Grenville. It was a block of flats, an apartment block, that caught fire. And because of the outside insulation, it went up like a tinderbox. And lots of people lost their lives too. I don't know, maybe I've missed it. Maybe they've already said what was on the ceiling. I don't know. If anybody knows, let me know. Now, it's not a great idea to have great big sparklers like that in a basement area like that. But that ceiling shouldn't have caught fire so quickly and spread so fast, should it? Well, that's just my thoughts on it anyway. Let me know what you think, guys. You take it easy.